It's Wednesday. It's Wednesday, the 6th of July, 8:10 a.m. A wee bit late this morning. I'm watching Mrs. Blackbird try to devour a giant raisin. Was it Sultana? I can't remember. She's opened the door this morning. I was greeted with her staring up at me from the bottom of the steps. I couldn't ignore her. She's got some feed now for the youngsters and herself. It's a nice morning. It's not glorious, but it's nice. It's dry. There's a wee bit of a breeze. I see blue sky and cloud, and the sun trying desperate to find its way into the garden. Kind of paints a picture, you know, if the sun up there in the sky saying to itself, how am I going to manage to get some sunshine in that garden? I'll have to move over a bit. Who planted those damn trees? Anyway. It's a fine fresh morning, that's what I would say, fine fresh. But we've lost the heat, you see. Because yesterday wasn't very nice either yesterday. I was out on the bike yesterday for 20 miles. And I got to shower the pond a couple of times. But strangely enough, it wasn't too bad. The rain was actually quite pleasant, if you know what I mean. It wasn't torrential heavy rain, it was that light rain in your face as you cycled along, pedalling against a very strong westerly wind. But it wasn't really a nice day, but as again our weather has this incredible habit of getting nicer as it goes into evening, and yesterday was no exception. By 9 o'clock last night, the skies had virtually cleared completely. The sun was beaming into the house from the north end, and the conversation again between myself and my wife about how often this happens nowadays. It's crazy stuff. We have spoken. We need to change our lifestyle. Start going out and about 7 or 8 o'clock in the evening. Get the best of the weather. Ah dear. That damn jet stream, it's just stuck and it needs a kick up the bahookie. You get up north, head up north, guy. Get away up there and pull up some of that lovely European and continental warmth. So I'm feeling quite good this morning. I had a great sleep last night. Of course, I was quite industrious yesterday around the house, particularly outside. I've got a whole huge pile, it's going to grow today as well, of stuff to go to the Environmental Recycling Centre. The tip, in other words. So, this has been quite industrious, plus the fact of getting out the bike which always helps me get a far better night's sleep. And then you get the lovely endorphins, you know, after the ride, you get that buzz. Feeling fantastic, Captain Fantastic. For a bit anyway, for a wee bit. So, we're drifting through July already. It's hard to believe. July, almost. We'll soon be saying it's August. Oh my God, don't go there. Oh dear Lord. Anyway, we need to do things, get on with things. Mentally, I'm feeling pretty good, actually. I am. Although I have to admit, I'm dodging bullets at the moment. As usual. What did I say? At the moment, there are things in my life that almost constantly dodging those bullets. Why don't you face your demons, you might say? Well, they're not really demons. Not really. I think it's just my time of life. I think I've just... And I have been for a wee while at a stage where I need something. Something needs to change. Something. Not something. Some things. To differentiate from using the word thing or thingy. Some things in my life need to change. And it frustrates me more and more. That they need to change, and it's not happening. And I have to confront those, but I'm dodging them at the moment. Well, you see, if you dodge them, you know, keep dodging those bullets, then you'll never get there. You know, what do you try to say to yourself? You know, get shot with those bullets? No. Maybe dodging bullets is maybe not the right. Expression. Certainly, evading confrontation about two or three things in my life. Oh dear. It's far better just to stand here and watch. As a youngster, go on and yeah, oh, he's well fledged, that one, well fledged. It's up on the wee. Bird bath on the edge of it, getting a wee drink, and Mammy is feeding it granola. But that one's well fledged still, and it's a good long tail feathers. Good to see Mrs. Blackbird. Tell me, have you got one or two? Because I haven't figured it out yet. I've only ever seen you with one. Listen, youngster, won't be very long before you have to. Clear off. Yes. Doesn't know it yet. It's kind of like a teenager, you know. You know. Grow up with the family, don't you? 16-year-old. Everything's hunky-dory. Everything's fantabby-dozy. And on your 16th birthday, Mommy and Daddy turn around and say, right, there's the front door. There's your suitcase. Off you go. What? Yep, on you. Go on. Well, you've got work to do. Well, call it work. Yeah, it's work, actually. Yeah, it's work. Yeah. It's hard work. Actually, it's very, very hard work. As anyone who's had kids knows. Ah, well. Can't throw my tea in the usual spot because I'd hit Mrs. Blackbird. That wouldn't be nice. Nice to see them. Funny that it's getting bit fed, but it's not squawking for food, it's just there and open its beak. It's not shivering and squawking. It's just Benji is a big fat blob at the moment. No, I've had enough granola, Mum. Go and get me some walnuts, please. No. Come on, Mum. I don't want any more granola. Go and see if he's got anything else, isn't he? What's that? You went what? Yeah.